Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another episode of BitNote. I've got some great, really relaxing music for you this evening, and I've also got a pretty interesting charity thing to mention. So have a listen and hope you enjoy. Okay, so I've mentioned on a previous show something called Desert Bus. Actually, I find it kind of appropriate since the song that just came on just before this show had the line, oh, catch that bus. And in a way, that's a bus being caught is something that's going to actually be happening over the next few days. Because in a few hours from now, assuming you're listening to it live, in case you're listening to a podcast, well, then I don't know, just figure out the original air date and calculate from there. And the team called Loading Ready Run is going to get themselves involved in Desert Bus for Hope. Now, I mentioned this before. Loading Ready Run is a sketch group that's been doing out a comedy sketch video every week since 2003, along with multiple other humorous video endeavors in various aspects. And in 2007, they started the Desert Bus for Hope charity, which was a huge success in the first thing and has been going every year since with a huge amount of their energy devoted to it, along with a lot of their fans. The idea is it's based on a Penn & Teller video game that was never released that contains a mini game called Desert Bus, where the person has to drive bus from Tucson, Arizona to Las Vegas, Nevada, and back again. When they get there, they get a point. When they return, they get another point. The only thing is that it's all, for a start, it's a completely straight road, and second of all, it takes 8 hours to drive from one point to another. And you can't just hold something down on the controller. The bus veers to the right. They have to actually keep controlling the bus, continually going all the way from one place to another. It is an exercise in complete boredom and endurance. And it's incredible, since all you have to do is, you just have to do some very monotonous actions and keep it going. And if the bus crashes, you get towed back to your starting point, and it takes the same amount of time to be towed back as it would have to drove to that point in the first place. So you're kind of screwed. It's one of these crazy games. But the Loading Ready Run crew have done a huge amount in just getting this desert bus, and they support Child's Play Charity, which helps get games and entertainment and stuff for kids in hospitals in America, and which was it's in turn set up by the folks behind Penny Arcade, the webcomic. So, I mean, honestly, my hat's off to the Loading Ready Run guys. If any of you guys are interested in streaming it, and that's the whole thing, it's not just them driving this, you get to actually watch a live stream of them as they do it live, and you get to see what they do, and you might get suggestions, and they might auction items off, and there's a lot of like little events and things to keep it interesting. It's not just a single guy in front of a TV set the whole time. It's a whole crew of guys, at least one of which is in front of a TV set at any given moment in time, and Sega Mega Drive controller in their hands, desperately trying to fight with the bus. So, in respect to them, as well as giving them a shout out, I think I'll just play a video game tune. I haven't played the game that it's from, but it's something that's very relevant to the Loading Ready Run crew. In case you haven't realized from the name, Loading Ready Run kind of comes from the Commodore 64, and it's kind of a motif that they carry through in all their sketches. For instance, their forums, their message boards online are all styled in blue and blue backgrounds and everything like Commodore 64. And they actually, their music and theme tunes and everything is taken from the soundtracks of various games from the Commodore 64. Now, Loading Ready Run has one very specific theme that keeps popping up, and it's essentially an excerpt from the Commodore 64 game, The Sporting News Baseball, which was developed by K-Byte. I don't know exactly who composed the original theme tune, because like I said, with some earlier of these games, credits for music is sometimes messy, and with Goat Simulator it's even more recent, it's hard to figure out who was credited. But at least with Goat Simulator I was able to send a Twitter message to the developers in charge and ask who it was, whereas back then I don't know how you're going to find out these details. Sorry, I digress. But essentially, this game called Sporting News Baseball, developed by K-Byte for the Commodore 64, had a tune in it that, for the most part, was inspired by Take Me Out to the Ball Game by Jack Norworth and Albert von Tilzer, which is a classic American sporting tune that was made decades ago. So they kind of incorporated that tune into the game tune, but they also ended up throwing a lot of the new stuff and original twists on it, and it's this new stuff that the Loading Ready Run theme tune took and ended up using as their theme tune in a lot of their music. So you're about to listen to a track from a game that was developed in the 80s, and that has two segments to it, one which is recognizable from a classic old American sporting tune, and the other which is recognizable from a modern Canadian comedy sketch group. So, with all that said, and with all that meandering and digressions and tangents that are completely par for the course here at BitNote, I give you the Sporting News baseball song. Have a listen and hope you enjoy. After listening to that, I almost expect a post-credit sequence. So, I think that's enough. As I said, desertbus.org, and you can join in or view the shenanigans or look at a bunch of people doing crazy stuff all in the name of charity. Whatever floats your boat, have a look, and if they're not doing something you like, well, you can always donate a pledge to the charity and ask if they'll do something in return. Okay. So, I think it's time we move back on to music from games that I have played, and I'm going to just... I came across this track. It's a very relaxed, laid-back one from a game called Crayon Physics Deluxe, and I think I'll just play it for you guys. Have a listen and hope you enjoy. Thank you. And that was a very nice peace and relaxing song there. That was called Lullaby. It is by Ghost, and that is spelt underscore G-H-O-S-T, because a lot of online music producers like to throw in crazy punctuation into their own names. And it is from the video game Crayon Physics Deluxe by Kluna Games. Crayon Physics Deluxe is a nice game where, as opposed to like dealing with any incredibly stressful situation, you basically draw with a crayon. And what you draw with a crayon becomes real, and then it falls down and it's affected by gravity, and then the idea is to knock this small little ball and into a star, and you know, you have to draw planks and you have to draw things that fall on so they hit the ball into the right position. And sometimes they're like little nooks, so you draw like basically like large planks in the nooks so they swing down and hit the ball, and you do all these crazy and interesting and careful stuff, with the whole idea being that, you know, get the ball to the star. But of course you don't have to do it in any specific one way. You can do it any way you like, and that's all pretty cool. So, as I said, that's Crayon Physics by Deluxe by Kluna Games. I believe it's available for most platforms, including mobile. And I'm going to play another song for it called Afternoon Snooze by Alec Holowaka. Have a listen, and hope you enjoy. Thank you. And that was Afternoon Snooze. It was by Ale Kolowaka, and he's actually an indie dev who's been doing work on a lot of other games, and as I said, is from the game Crayon Physics Deluxe by Kluna Games. So, you know, when I came across this track again, I thought, boy, it's great, it's relaxed, it's chilled out. You know, when I try to, you know, put a bit more tracks like this. Of course, if you're looking for really chilled out tracks, just go back in the archives and listen to the time I played some Tim Folan music from Echo the Dolphin, Defender of the Future. That has got some serious relaxing stuff in it. But in terms of playing music from games with relaxing music that I hadn't played before, I decided to play music from Osmos. That is a game that was developed by Hemisphere Games. It's like Crayon Deluxe, it's on a lot of different platforms, and it's got quite its own soundtrack to it that's kind of very ambient and relaxed. So I'm going to play for you now The Shape of Things to Come, and it is by High Skies, and as I said, it's from Osmos by Hemisphere Games. Have a listen, and hope you enjoy. Okay, so we're just about out of time. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. I'm gonna finish up with Forecast Fire, another song from Osmose, which is also by the same people, High Skies, and of course Osmose is by Hemisphere Grames. This has been David Collins with BitNote. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoy, and remember to log into a Desert Bus. All the best. Thank you.